Hey everyone, Ferrand and Cole here, coming at you live from wherever chaos isn't currently winning. And honestly, let's be real, sometimes it feels like chaos has staked a claim on our emotions, right? Ever find yourself spiraling into frustration when traffic is a nightmare? Or maybe your blood pressure spikes just thinking about a difficult conversation with someone? Well, friends, that's where emotional awareness comes, and it's not about eliminating those emotions, but understanding them, navigating them, and becoming the calm amidst the storm. Now, I know what you're thinking, emotional awareness sounds like something from a self-help guru's brochure, but trust me, this isn't some wee-wee mumbo-jumbo. This is about building mental resilience, learning to handle life's curveballs with grace, and ultimately becoming the architect of your own emotional well-being. And that's something we can all get behind, right? So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional triggers like a pro. First up, recognize your triggers. Think about those situations or people that consistently push your buttons. Maybe it's a certain type of criticism, a rush-hour commute, or even the way someone folds their laundry and kidding. But seriously, understanding what sets you off is crucial. Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and prepare yourself mentally. Next, to fight your emotions. This isn't about suppressing feelings, it's about acknowledging them without judgment. Imagine trying to push a wave back into the ocean, it just keeps coming back stronger. Instead, allow yourself to feel the emotion fully, but don't let it control you. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and then gently guide your thoughts towards something more constructive. Third, practice mindfulness. Ever get so caught up in the day-to-day that you forget to actually live in the moment? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present, observing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and taking a mindful step back. Try incorporating short mindfulness exercises into your day. Even just a few minutes of focusing on your breath can make a huge difference. Number 4. Reframe your thoughts. You know that saying, thoughts become things? Well, it's more accurate to say, thoughts influence our feelings and actions. When you encounter a trigger, pay attention to the stories you're telling yourself. Are they negative and catastrophic? Or can you reframe them in a more positive and constructive light? It might take practice, but with time, you can become the master storyteller of your own life. And finally, seek support. Remember, you don't have to navigate this journey alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Sharing your experiences and seeking guidance can provide invaluable support and perspective. Let me tell you about a time I was triggered. It wasn't anything dramatic, just a frustrating email from a client that seemed unnecessarily critical. My immediate reaction? To fire off a defensive reply before thinking things through. But then I stopped, took a deep breath, and reminded myself of what we're talking about today, emotional awareness. I reframed my thoughts, focusing on the fact that the client likely wasn't trying to be malicious, just miscommunicated. So, instead of hitting send on an angry response, I took a moment to craft a calm and understanding reply. And guess what? The situation was resolved much more smoothly than it could have been. That's the power of emotional awareness. It allows us to respond rather than react, and ultimately build stronger relationships. Let me recap. Understand your triggers, don't fight your emotions, practice mindfulness, reframe your thoughts, and seek support when you need it. These are your tools for navigating life's emotional terrain. Remember, friends, becoming emotionally aware is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days where you feel like a master of your emotions, and days where chaos reigns supreme. But keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourself along the way. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of calm over chaos. Let's build that mental resilience together, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.